Let's talk a little bit about the merger and the decision to join ventures with TruePoint.
We started talking about it, I think it was last summer sometime, I think July. And a lot of things, and I'll try not to talk forever to you, but it's a kind of a piling up of different issues. One major issue that makes it different from a lot of cooperatives, we both had August 31 fiscal year end, so we're September 1 to August 31st. And last year we both ended with our strongest balance sheets that we've had in our history. Sunrise was $49 million in working capital and very, very little debt. And TruePoint had $47 million in working capital with some debt. But you're talking about two companies coming together with basically about $100 million of working capital and combined only $30 million of long-term debt. So when we look at that, and I start with that, but that's just one of the premises that we wanted to make sure is, you know, a lot of times you get mergers or consolidations because they have to do it. This was not one that had to be done at all for today. But as we both look to the future, and the best example I can give you is what all the crop protection companies are going through right now. I mean, let's be honest. Syngenta didn't want to go through the rigmarole they went through with Monsanto and spurning that, and then all the heartache of selling themselves to China. Monsanto doesn't want to be spending all this time trying to find a partner, and they can't. And of course, their stock's going down. They keep lowering their guidance. Dow and DuPont didn't want to hurry up and have to go together, which seemed like nobody talked about it. And 30 days later, they're merged. When you look at this, the outlook in agriculture, I don't care if you want to say it's 2 years or 4 years, everybody's got their own view, but it doesn't matter the length of it right now. What matters is we're going to reset in agriculture. And the reset happened because grain prices are cut in half from what they were just 3 or 4 years ago. So you can look back and say the last 5 to 8 years was the best ever, and I would argue you're right for the farmer. But when that much money happens in any industry, I don't care if it's farming, I don't care if it's oil, I don't care if it's automotive, look back in history, that's only sustainable for so long. And we all knew in agriculture, and we kept thinking, my gosh, you know, $7 corn, $14 beans, and everybody's like, and it kept, quite frankly, I think in all honesty, most farmers would tell you it lasted longer than they thought it would, but it reset. Now, last time we had a reset, if you remember, I don't know if you're in this industry or not, but last time we had a reset 4 or 5 years ago, the fertilizer manufacturers said, we are not lowering our price. We're going to keep it here. And what did the American farmer do? They didn't buy fertilizer that next year. And it shut a bunch of those companies down. They filled up. This time, as prices came down, fertilizers dropped way more than we thought it would. I mean, it's aligning itself to the corn and soybean and wheat price. And the crop protection companies, because now you have seed as your major expense for a farmer versus fertilizer and chemistry, they're all like, we learned our lesson from the fertilizer industry. We are not going to lose market share. We are not. We have to lower our price to match $3.50 corn. It's not $7 anymore. Well, I mean, again, this isn't a negative. Actually, I think it's a positive. As your six basic manufacturers of crop protection looked at it and said, well, there's no way we can cut it that much on our own. We're going to have to join forces with other companies and then slash the heck out of it to get efficiency so we can lower our price. So you're seeing this shuffle go on. And there was six basic manufacturers. We're down to five. We're going to be down to four. And I don't know if it goes to three or four. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day. What matters at the end of the day is those crop protection companies understand they've got to bring value to the farmer at $3.50 corn because it's not $6 or $7. So they've got to price their products accordingly. Well, what kind of ramps this up again is those crop protection companies own those seed companies. So when the crop protection dance is over, the seed dance has to happen of who aligns with who and who does what. Again, to me, it really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the best crop protection products, the best seed products, will survive. They may have a different owner, they may have a different name, doesn't matter. What matters is that they perform the best on the farm for the relative value that we're charging for it.
When you look at this merger of equals between these two cooperatives,
yes.
How
yes.
does agriculture in Ohio, what benefits does it provide to them?
The benefit that we're going to provide, I've said it from the beginning of why we need to do this merger. We are extremely strong financially. We've had the best record, best years in our records for the past few years. We've paid the most out and ever in our history to patronage to our members. Everything is going great for us. But with the reset coming, my explanation to my board, which they understand, and the stockholders that own Sunrise, the predecessor Sunrise, was that we will not stay here. And you can't say, okay, let's just hold where we're at and get through this 2 to 4 years of bumpy time. You're either moving ahead or you're moving backwards. There is no standing still in any business. So from my standpoint, I wanted to get with somebody that was our size or larger, drive down the efficiencies, basically the same thing crop protection companies are doing, and make sure, number one priority of this merger to me is to make sure we stay relative to our customer owners. We are a cooperative. It's not only our customers, those customers own us. We have to provide the best products at the most efficient price for the value they're getting out of those products, because that's what they formed us for. That's why we're in existence, for farmers to go together collectively and own something, in this case, Sunrise Cooperative, that they expect it, as they should expect it, to do more for them than they can do on their own or anyplace else. So relative, being relative, is the number one reason we're in this merger. To be relative today in the industry, our balance sheet's great. But that has nothing to do with being relative going forward. It only says what we did in the past was right. Being relative going forward is what's going to make us the opportunity to be the most successful to our customer owners. And relative going forward is about units, not dollars. And as these crop protection companies, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as you look to the future, what are some of the goals that you have for the new...
The goals is to attract, as the crop protection companies get done with their downsizing dance and then the seed companies do it, what are they going to have to do to survive? They're going to have to go out to the companies that can that have a big enough footprint that cover enough units, so when they want to bring a special product, a special marketing program, new data programs, whatever they want to bring to the marketplace, now when they come to the new Sunrise Cooperative, they're coming to a company that today sells about 400,000 tons of fertilizer, 100,000 units of seed corn, 400,000 units of seed beans, about 90 million bushel of grain of corn, beans, and wheat we handle, 15 million gallons of propane, 25 million gallons of refined fuels, and 200,000 tons of feed. That's the relativeness we thought we needed to go forward as agriculture resets.